What I would tell my daughter on her first day of work. Don't think of him as a father, despite sweet hugs and did you miss me after trips, his arm wrapping your shoulder in the hall as he exalts your hair, your dress, then moves on to the others, this family of women you work with. The look his wife will give you while she makes the coffee at a weekend meeting in their house has nothing to do with you. Then gifts, silver necklace from Italy, Balinese orange sarong. Then subpoenas, a lawyer who will coach you to sit on the stand and swear he knew nothing. You'll leave the courthouse on crutches. Is this absurd enough yet, falling in your heels? And now you're unsure of how much shit you're splashed with. Then, one night when you're working late, standing at the postage machine, he'll hug you, sad and grateful, and for a moment you'll feel sorry. His worry, his losses, divorce, a twisted-up life, his angry sons older than you. And he'll kiss you and pull you in, his body a wall too warm, his hips a rock stairway, his tongue slithering into your mouth. You'll shove him and walk out to your car and drive home in one swift, unbroken movement, powered by a flywheel set violently spinning. And it won't be until you're miles away that you'll pound the steering wheel and yell, "I am so stupid!" For a moment, you'll believe the late work did it, or the dress, or your hair, which you see now in the rearview mirror, wild like one of those monsters who turn men to granite with a single look. But look again. It's you, your hair, your face, loved by everyone who loves you. Remember that. You are 19. There's good out there somewhere. You will find it. Beyond the dark guardrail, your headlights are burning through now.